Welcome to my podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Roblox. In Roblox, you can make friends, chat virtually, and play games. But you can also create clothes and games, because Roblox doesn't just make the games. Which brings us to our first fact. Did you know that when you sell clothes or make games that are successful, you can earn real money? And I'm talking about real US dollars or Canadian dollars, wherever you're from. But it's really cool, because who would think that a game for children could actually give you a profit, right? Our second fact for today is that Roblox was not actually always for children. Back in 2018, Roblox was actually rated 13 plus. Who knew why, right? My third fact for today is that Roblox actually had a free currency. Like, many people in Roblox like to beg for Robux, but those people are usually new accounts. But like, people back in 2014, like that was, I mean 2016, like that was when Tix was like still a thing, and Tix was basically stuff that like Roblox gave you a starting amount of Tix where you could actually like buy stuff that cost Robux for free. So to people that beg for Robux, you should have known this. And my last fact for today is that Roblox was also did not look like what it looks like today, because Roblox actually had a way different website page, and like, it looked very weird. I don't know why, but I hope you guys enjoyed all my facts for Roblox, and I hope you guys have a good day or night, depending on where you're from. Bye. Right now, I'm going to be talking about Ava Max's collaboration with Roblox. Roblox decided to do a collaboration with Ava Max without even actually like selling any free items. Like they, in Roblox events, they usually put up a new item that's limited edition, or they put something that you have to do things for. Like in their new event, RB Battles, you have to do like events in Piggy and their own game, RB Battles, and like you can win these swords and this crown. But like in the Ava Max collaboration, you just had to pay Robux for their items, which I feel like is not a very good decision for Roblox, because many famous YouTubers, Roblox YouTubers, talked about this topic, and they were all saying that like Roblox shouldn't have actually made everything Robux. I mean, but I haven't been there, so I actually don't know if anything was free. But from what I've heard and the looks of it, nothing was free. So I really don't know. Maybe Roblox should do collaborations with other people and actually give free items. The Little Nas X was better than the Ava Max collaboration, because Little Nas X actually decided to put some free things, like the Country Line Dance emote, the Applaud emote, and the cowboy hat, which I really like. It looks really cool. And also, the Little Nas X event was actually good, because they did a virtual concert. I didn't get to see it, but I'm a big fan of Little Nas X myself, so I kind of am sad that I missed out on the concert. My friends were saying it was pretty bad, but I was like, I doubt that it was bad, because he has like really catchy songs. And so I would say that the Little Nas X event is way better than Ava Max's, because like I said, Little Nas X actually decided to put free category items or Roblox, I don't know. But if it was the people that they were collaborating with who made the choices, then I would say that Ava Max should have actually put something for free, because like most people that don't have Robux that look forward to events, because they actually give out cool free stuff sometimes. So I hope you guys enjoyed this first Roblox episode kind of thing, and I hope you guys have a good day or night. Bye.